All right, next patient we're going to do on this is Lois Mitchell. L-O-I-S Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, 10/27/25. Ms. Mitchell is an 80-year-old woman currently on hospice with COPD, associated weight loss, weakness, shortness of breath at rest and activity, requiring O2 with any activity, even though her O2 sat at rest is at 94%, period, evidence of core pulmonale, evidence of right-sided heart failure, evidence of tachycardia with a heart rate of 101 today, PPS score of 40%. Patient has bouts of confusion related to her hypoxemia, period. She also has evidence of anxiety related to shortness of breath and air hunger, period. Patient also has a history of diabetes. LMAC is at 25.5. Consistent with weight loss related to end-stage COPD, pedal edema, consistent with pulmonary hypertension. Patient's sister states that patient's found to be more short of breath with decreased appetite and more withdrawn. She knows that she has very little time to live. Patient requires NIP treatments on a regular basis, has oxygen available when she becomes active. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. But also put in, the patient is bowel and bladder incontinent and requires help with all ADL due to her shortness of breath and increased shortness of breath with activity. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient was seen for the face-to-face evaluation. She belongs in the second benefit period, extend from 8/28/25 to 11/6/2025. Thank you.